Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
time you make a dish, if you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? You claim to have picked every horse that won, 'cause you know just which is which. Yes, if you're so smart, tell me how come you ain't rich? Henry built a Ford and made his pile. Woolworth used his 5 and 10. Rockefeller's wealth came from Standard Oil, and Waterman's came from a pen. You claim it all came from consulting you. Isn't that a brand new switch? If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? Chocolate bar, Wrigley with a stick of gum. Planters took his peanuts and traveled far. Now tell me, what you doing, chum? I've been hearing all about all your big ideas since you started. What's the issue? You ain't never made $10 yet. Still you say you can balance the national debt. If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich?
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers. WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC, Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Radio at WMCK.FM McKeesport. Audio now, listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. And internet radio stations and streaming services. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, all available on your audio device of choice, including at slbradio.org/radio. Today, Slim Forsythe returns to the airwaves and pretty much to public performing, at least for us today. He'll be here just after 11 o'clock, accompanied by Gene Gelblum, who will be here playing fiddle with Slim. Also, in our 10 o'clock hour, we have an outdoor performance by the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra's Symphonette, comprised of just over 40 players playing together. Selections from Handel and also Jeffrey S. Bishop. At 8:35 this morning, a trio, Bryce Rabideau, Jason Raffleck, and John Bagnato will preview Meanwhile, an upcoming performance at the new Hazlett Theater. And at 7:50 this morning, we'll welcome Jennifer Sammons from Hosanna House. Lots of fun, including a pop quiz moments away on today's Saturday Light Brigade. It's good to have you along with us.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Well, now those days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Oh, I appreciate that you've been around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Tell me. Now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. Well, every now and then I feel so insecure. Oh, I know it's 'cause I love you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Oh, I appreciate the around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Oh, won't you please help me?
Nick Bauer and the song Help Me, getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. And And Mike, I'm glad you enjoyed that song. He's got a great voice, doesn't he? It's a great album, too. Manchester Academic Charter School had their second week of radio classes here, tied to their academic curriculum at our Emerging Youth Media Center just outside of our studios. It's not quite ready yet. We'll keep you posted as we get ready to build it, but we are getting close, and they've been prototyping and testing some of the methods and equipment we plan on using this week. They'll be using digital recorders. We also spent time at Provident Charter School in a program we have been doing as part of their classroom activities. We and our friends at Landisburg Design got together to work on a long-awaited upgrade to our websites, bringing all of them together. Some more work was done on the new equipment that is in front of me as we speak. You and I will both learn how it's changed throughout the morning. Youth reporters visited the new Hazlett Theater for the production of Calopsia to create a commentary with their reaction to the recording. And I had the pleasure of hosting a new podcast series in collaboration with the Readiness Institute at Penn State. It's an outreach program at Penn State, recorded here at our studios yesterday. And debuting later this month. Finally, yesterday, a great meeting on a new oral history project we're working through. That is going to showcase Hill District life, among other things. Here's hoping you had a good week. Our pop quiz this morning has challenged a lot of people. Answers have come in. I think we only have one correct answer from when we sent it out along with our weekly newsletter. We'll see how you do. Are you ready for our pop quiz? I feel like I'm ready, so let's go. This week, It's a new kind of pop quiz. We call it a haiku. You're about to hear a haiku, which is actually a mathematical puzzle. Listen carefully and see if you can solve the haiku. Stars on U.S. flag and the first five prime numbers plus strings on a uke. And as a hint, it's the second line of this haiku that has been challenging folks a bit. Stars on U.S. flag and the first five prime numbers plus strings on a uke. Can you solve our haiku? Can you? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's our pop quiz. A haiku this morning. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. If you come up with the correct answer at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. The first of two songs written by Phil Oakes next at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share in the memory of gray and wander in my words and dream about the pictures that are playing of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, but then they have to die, trapped within the circle time array of changes. Of magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone, and when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn of changes. Passions will part to a warm melody, as fires will sometimes turn cold, like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling, now we're somewhere else. One last drop of wine we will pour. I'll kiss you one more time and leave you on the rolling river shore of changes. Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share in the memory of gray and wander in my words and dream about the pictures that I play of changes.
Just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, honey, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a first. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm working in a defense plant. I I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits. And I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes. I can't touch my toes. I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy come close to me, I'll probably start to sneeze. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat. And my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Don't like Osama bin Laden, and I hope he's downtrodden, but one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell. Yeah, kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gold, I'll be the first to go. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet all flat, and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school, and I'm working in the defense plant. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet all flat, and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm working in a defense plant.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is a group called Disappear Fear.
For you, Mom, please don't be mad at me. Right on it. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's Richie Cole recorded live at our studios. Disappear Fear with Draft, Dodger, Rag, and Tony Rice with Changes, both written by Phil Oakes. Were I an English teacher looking for a way to teach alliteration, I might use the lyrics. And Changes is my choice. Given all the incredible alliterative phrases in that song. Bob in Washington, well done, and Russ in King, North Carolina, and Tom in McCandless have correctly solved our high clue so far. Here it is again for you. Stars on U.S. flag and the first five prime numbers plus strings on a uke. Adding all of those together should yield the answer we're looking for. A lot of folks were close, and I'll give you a hint. The first five prime numbers is where some folks are having are slipping away from what the answer should be, and it all has to do with the number that is the first prime number. As I mentioned, Bob came up with the correct answer. Tom also did. And Russ did as well. Mike had a good guess, as did Tommy and Mars and Richmond, respectively. Maureen and Lou were off by just one. Jim and Crafton Heights, I think, I'm not sure, he expressed his answer in terms of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Ricky, do you understand how to translate Hitchhiker's Guide numerology? I do not, so I'm not sure. Dan at Squirrel Hill, off by one. And if you'd like to take a guess, Bruce, you're off by 10. This one's tougher than I think. It all depends on where you start with your prime numbers. So we'll leave it out for just another moment. Stars on U.S. flag and the first five prime numbers, plus strings on a uke. That's our high clue. Well, Ricky to the rescue. The number 42 is significant to fans of science fiction novelist Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because that number is the answer given by a supercomputer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. I don't know if that's been supplanted by anything William Shatner might have said this week. You just never know. So let me take a look at Jim's answer. Now, Jim's answer is still not correct because he had 42 plus 3 cubed. 3 cubed is 9. So that's only 51. Linda just got it. Well done, Linda. We will reveal the answer in just a moment to this morning's pop quiz.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Well, the answer is stars on the U.S. flag, 50. And the first five prime numbers, which are 2, 3, 5, 7, and 11. One is not a prime number because primes have to be divisible by exactly two different numbers themselves and one. And one is divisible by itself and by one, but those are the same numbers. So two qualifies. It's divisible by itself. Two divided by two is one. And by one, two divided by one is two. So 2 is actually the first prime number. So the first five primes are 2, 3, 5, 7, and 11. 2, 3, 5, 7, and 11. Adding those up gives you 28. So it's 50 plus 28 is 78. Strings on a uke. My dog has fleas. Ba, 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 ba. 1, 2, 3, 4 is 4. So that gives you 50. Plus 28 plus 4 equals 82. A Saturday Light Brigade charge if you came up with 82. And I see that the woman for whom words are a thing can also say numbers are a thing. A charge to Sharon, who came up with the correct answer this morning as well. 82, the answer we were looking for. Well done with this morning's high clue, if you got it. Coming up, a chance to earn a charge with our History Riddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, all summarized at slbradio.org/radio. See Werner at the Saturday Light Brigade and a tune called Rocks in the River. Coming up in just a moment, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our History Riddle.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Have a car, boat, or motorcycle that you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB as part of our SLB Car-a-Thon. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. This is a great way to get your old vehicle to a new home while also supporting SLB, and a good tip for a friend or family member who, you know, would like to rid themselves of a vehicle, running or not, that is in their possession and no longer needed. Learn more at slbradio.careasy.org or by phoning 855-500-7433. 855-500-7433 or slbradio.careasy.org. Stu got the correct answer to our high clue a moment ago. And again, the answer we were looking for and the correct answer, 82. 82. He was born October 16th in New York City in 1888. His father was an actor, a career to which he certainly could relate. A record 4 Pulitzer Prizes were awarded to him for being on top of his game. In 1959, a theater in New York City was rechristened with his name. That's our history riddle. Do you think you know the correct answer? 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. We would love to have you join us on the radio with your answer. Please consider phoning us and joining us. He was born October 16th in New York City in 1888. His father was an actor, a career to which he certainly could relate. A record 4 Pulitzer Prizes were awarded to him for being on top of his game. In 1959, a theater in New York City was rechristened with his name. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's Emmylou Harris from Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows, Songs of John Prine, just released.
Someday I'll go and call her Prudy. together at the factory. But what could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. Someone to say hello. Didn't care. Say hello in there. Hello.
Fiona Apple, along with Maud Maggart, and the tune is called I'm in the Middle of a Riddle, which we are in the middle of. And you heard Hello in there from Emmylou Harris. She does a nice version. from a brand new release celebrating the music of John Prine called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. A new release celebrating Woody Guthrie's music is coming out soon. The Woody Guthrie Museum in Tulsa is hiring, and I follow them on Facebook, and I keep getting notes about multiple positions that are open there, and they are fun to follow if you don't follow them, because pretty much every day they'll send a quote of Woody Guthrie's, which is always uplifting and perspective building. Here's our history riddle. We've had correct answers so far, by the way, from Russ in North Carolina and Sharon. John in Carrick has the correct answer, as does Linda. Tommy in Virginia also got the correct answer. We had a guess of John Barrymore from Holly. Close, the right era. He was born October 16th in New York City in 1888. His father was an actor, a career to which he certainly could relate. I see where the Barrymore might have come in on that. Record 4 Pulitzer Prizes were awarded to him for being on top of his game. His game involved playing. In 1959, a theater in New York City was rechristened with his name. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll leave this out for another minute or so. We'd love to have you join us with the answer. Bob in Washington, you are 2 for 2. He just got the correct answer. And Bonnie, up on Observatory Hill, just got it. Nice to hear from you, Bonnie. And one of the best history riddle solvers out there is Tom in McCandless. He's always very good at this game. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing just very well. It's a good day, beautiful day. And how are you?
Okay. After anticipating the rain all night, it blew through here about 5 minutes ago, and I don't think it's raining anymore.
No, it was pretty. I was out your way yesterday. I was in North Park. I don't get out there very often, and I forget the name of the place. It's sort of a combination bicycle shop and cafe on Coomer.
Pro Run and Bike.
Is that it? It's on a...
yeah, something like that. And Pro Run and Bike, I think that's the name of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
Took them a long time to build it because they had all kinds of problems with, like, wetlands and all that kind of stuff. They were partly built it, then they had to stop and get permits and, you know...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know it from years ago, and I know it from our construction here at our studios. It takes a lot to get things like that done, but it was nice to sit outside. It's been a while since I've been in North Park. So you figured this out. Who is it that we're looking for?
Eugene O'Neill.
Eugene O'Neill is correct. And he had 4 Pulitzer Prizes. Do you remember any of his plays at all?
Well, I remember I worked as a volunteer usher at Jiva Theater in Rochester, New York, and one of the plays they put on was Moon for the Misbegotten.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That was definitely one of his big plays. Ah, Wilderness is one I remember. And The Iceman Cometh is his, too.
Yeah, I would put him in the same category as, let's see, Tennessee Williams and August Wilson. I always think of them as being kind of like the same type of plays. It takes a lot of psychic energy to watch their plays.
Yeah, they're so brutally realistic. Arthur Miller comes to mind, too.
Right.
They're just... The Emperor Jones is another one. I forgot all about him. He was born today in 1888, Eugene Gladstone O'Neill. And
yeah, he got a Nobel Prize too, I think.
He did Nobel Prize in literature in 1936, and then his Pulitzer Prizes for drama were in 1920, 22, 28, and then posthumously in 1957. So just
I think he was
amazing.
Kind of like a late bloomer.
Yeah, if you're right.
I remember
his first Pulitzer was in, let me do my math here, was in, he was 32, which is relatively late in life. He only lived to be 65.
I think he was born, was he married to Charlie Chaplin's daughter?
You know, there is, let me look that up. I know there is a Chaplin connection. And I'm pretty certain you're right, and I'm checking.
I think they had somehow they had a house just outside of San Francisco, over in Oakland Hills, from what I recall. But
let's see, he was married to Kathleen Jenkins, and then they divorced, and then he married. You know, I'm not seeing... I remember reading about...
There's something kind of connection between him and Charlie Chaplin's daughter that I remember.
Oh my goodness. It's not a happy thing. In 1943, O'Neill disowned his daughter for marrying Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, that's okay. His daughter married Chaplin. Okay.
And his daughter was 18 and Chaplin was 54. And thereafter, he never saw his daughter... again.
Okay.
So that was
that was
the connection. I knew there was something going on in that.
Oh, my wife thanks you for the birthday card.
Well, we're happy she was born. It's good to talk to you as always.
Okay.
Take care. Jim in Blackridge, despite Jim being from Blackridge, knew that we were talking about the North Park Cadence Clubhouse. And Bob in Washington also knew that we were looking for Eugene O'Neill. And Russ mentions that the Iceman Cometh is also the name of a mountain bike race in Michigan, which his son Matt rides every year. The Iceman Cometh Challenge is a point-to-point mountain bike race held traditionally on the first Saturday of November. Over 5,000 riders from across the country and around the globe converge on Traverse City, Michigan for 30 miles of fast, fun, and I'll add editorially, frigid racing. On the first Saturday of every November. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, including to Bonnie, if you came up with the correct answer. Now, a special request. Jim in North Braddock. Did I say North Braddock? In Blackridge, no, he's still of North Braddock. It's amazing how those things come to mind. But Jim is now in Blackridge. And he mentioned the song we played called Mr. Baker by Fiddlin' Ray Bruckman. And Mr. Baker, along with Fiddlin' Ray, were both cottage neighbors of Jim's. Bake was one of the original Navy SEALs in World War II. They were called Rangers then. He was indeed a special person. Jim writes from earlier this week that he got word that his wife Marilyn, also known as Linny, passed away. She was a little younger than Bake and was also a remarkable person. A group of us used to sit around a campfire on summer evenings talking. Linny and Bake were usually the first two to excuse themselves. They turned out their porch light and you could hear them singing songs from long ago. She will be missed. And Jim asked if in her memory and in Bake's memory, we play this song from Fiddlin' Ray Bruckman. It's called Waltz for Mr. Baker. Thank you. waltz for Mr. Baker, for Lenny Baker, who passed away this week, as played by fiddler Ray Bruckman and requested by Jim in Blackridge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sleep so sound. The highway robbers are coming to tear your playhouse down.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cold it down.
Deep blue sea, had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down and cold it down.
Wake up, darling. My gun. Ain't no man for trouble, but I'd die before I run.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down a cold.
The Earls of Leicester at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Lots of great radio on last week's edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. And these segments are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org from last week. Our segments featuring Etna Eco Park, the Hemispheric Conversations Urban Art Project,